Let's do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3078, dated Baruch Hashem on the fifth day of Kislev in the year Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm answering your letter dated Monday in the portion of Toldos, in which you write about the headlines of your things that you lived through. I'm assuming in those years the people all came from refugees and from the Holocaust and from other places of persecution. So he writes to the Rebbe what happened to him. And now he became a shamish, a bekodesh in the shul. The shul's name is Linas HaTzedek. He's a shamish in that shul. So the Rebbe is telling him some of the responsibility of a shamish. And the Rebbe is expressing to him a saying of the Rebbe's father-in-law, of the previous Rebbe, who quoted something in the name of the Tzemach Tzedek, who once told to a shamish. You know, the word shamish means a servant, like, on Hanukkah, you also have the shamash, right? The shamash is the servant that you use to light the other candles. A shamash is in the shul, the shamash bekodesh. But the word shamash is the same words as the word shemesh. Shemesh means the sun. So the Tzemach Tzedek once said to somebody, he says, Koro la shemesh vayizrach oir. God called to the sun and it shined the light. So he twisted it, and he said it, Koro la shamish vayizrachoyer. He called the shamish to shine the light. And my father-in-law explained that a shamish in the shul, what's his work? The inner work has to be to help that people should daven with feelings, that people should learn the way they should. You should say Tehillim, the Psalms after the davening, and also to widen the groups of study classes, etc. Then, vayizrach oir, then there becomes light in the shul. So basically, korol hashamish vayizrach oir. The shamish's job is to bring in an energy and a light into the shul. So how does Hashem repay the shamish for his work? So Hashem pays the shamish measure for measure. So, which means that when you illuminate the place which Hashem calls the home of prayer, so Hashem brings light in the homes from those who bring effort to make light in the house of Hashem. If you bring light in the house of Hashem, Hashem lights up your own home, as explained in many Svarim with Bracha. So the Rebbe is basically asking him or encouraging him to go ahead and do his job as a shamish. I mean, sometimes people think a shamish is only to put away the books back into the bookcase, you know, I'm editing it or... But the Rebbe is telling him, you have a job to illuminate, to make it become like the sun, Korol HaShemesh, and to bring light by making davening with feeling. People should learn properly to say the Tehillim, to widen the shurim classes. And the Rebbe says, you'll be rewarded, because if you make the homes of others Hashem's house based to feel a light, then Hashem will pay you back measure for measure, that your own home will be shining and lighting.